Have your Bibles this afternoon. Turn with me to the Psalms, the 119th chapter. Psalms 119. Changed by the Word of God. We put a lot of emphasis upon reading, studying the Word of God, and God will lead you. When I was younger, even in the ministry, I read, but I had to force myself sometimes. But as I've got older, I love to read, and I'm thankful for it. The Word of God will change you. But laying the Bible on the coffee table won't have any effect on you. Got to pick it up, got to read it. We won't elaborate, but as I say this morning, so many ways that we can listen to it without reading it. But as we look at Psalms 119, and we look at some selective verses here from time to time, I want to call your attention, first of all, to Isaiah 55 and verse 8. Isaiah, the 55th chapter and the 8th verse. God said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." I don't think we have to be a Bible scholar, preacher, or anything like that to understand what that verse is saying. God doesn't think the way we think. Neither are His ways like our ways. God's thoughts, God's word will accomplish His will. We go down to verse 11 in Isaiah 55, and it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." That's why it's so important that when we have an opportunity, whether it is with our children, our grandchildren, or any young person, to read the Word of God, talk about the Word of God. You know, and it affects them. I know that when we adopted Jay, my wife, not I, she read to her. And now Jay is a reader, and she loves to read. We really don't think about those things when we're doing. But the Word of God will change. And only the Word of God will make a definite change, as we read in Isaiah 55 and verse 11. That is my hope. That's my promise from God, and certainly can be yours, that, you know, it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. God will take that word that we read to them, or we brought them to church and they listen, and sometimes you don't think they're listening. They have the ability to do a number of things at the same time. But when they grow up, you will see the effects of the Word of God. God's warnings to us are absolute. When we're talking about the change by the Word of God, the Word of God will make a change. We can get on them. We can discipline them. We can do this. We can do that. But, you know, and we never know how they're going to take it. The one thing we can be sure of, God's Word has a positive effect. And God tells us in the book of Galatians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, He said, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now we look at that verse and we think about these bad things that I do or you do or somebody has done, and we'll say, "Hey, one day the Lord's going to deal with you." And He will. But it also is true with the good things, with the good examples that we have set, when God says that, you know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And like I said, we usually think of bad things. You go out here and you do things and you mistreat this and you do that, it'll come back on you. But it also applies in the good. If we are good parents, if we are good neighbors, if we're good Christians, God will bless that and it will come back and you'll never be sorry that you did what God told you to do, because the Word of God will accomplish exactly what He said it will accomplish. And we need to see that if we do, if we can really see that God will accomplish exactly what He promised us in His Word, then the Word of God will become more important to us. Notice in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, very first chapter of 2 Corinthians. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. Notice what God said. He said here, "For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us." When God gives us a promise, we can be sure that promise will come true. That promise is what we'll reap in our lives. And we take these verses and we apply the negative sometimes, but those verses are also positive. If I do the things I'm supposed to do as a husband, as a father, as a Christian, God will bless me for that. See, I'm not blessed. I can benefit from Tom's life, but I'm not blessed. He doesn't give me blessings for what Tom does. But He will give me blessings for what I do and how I handle what I know. Because He said, for all the promises of God in Him. In Him. If God promised something, make sure it will come true. Whether it applies to me, whether it applies to you, I think that we will see. There's no doubt in my mind. And I very seldom uplift anybody because I believe we all should do what we're doing because we love the Lord. But, you know, for us to have almost 10,000 hits with sermon audio, somebody put in a lot of hours. If we're blessed for door-to-door knocking, somebody put in a lot of hours. It takes labor. And God said, I will bless your labor. That's a promise. That's a promise of what God said. You know, to be spiritually prosperous, we must align our thinking with God. We must align our thinking with God. Now go back to Psalms 119. And we look at verse 26. God said, I have declared my ways, and thou beholdest me. Teach me thy statutes. Have you ever asked God to teach you how to be faithful? To give you a desire to want to read? To give you a desire to want to study? To give you a desire to share the talents that God has given you? Every one of us got a talent that nobody else has. And we don't compare talents with talents. The one that cleans the church, the ones that fix the meals, the ones that print something, all of these things together, we are a team. And God will bless us. You know, we got too much, and what we need to understand that when we are convicted of something, we do that whether nobody else does or not. And I've got some outlines, I've got some papers I've been working on for some time, and hopefully I'll have them out on the back table the Wednesday night. Well, I'm convicted of this. God's Word teaches me this. But if you don't practice what you say God has convicted you of, what does that accomplish? What does that accomplish? Now, see, what changes us is the Word of God. It changes us. The Word of God changes us. And that's exactly what God is saying here in the 119th Psalm and verse 26 when he said, I have declared my ways and thou hast heardest me. Now teach me thy statutes. Now, let me ask just a simple question. How long are you going to talk to me if you know I'm not listening? God will speak to us, but are we listening? And he speaks to us through the Word of God. He speaks to us through the Word of God. How do we speak to him? By praying. By praying. He speaks to us. We speak to him. Now, how God's Word changes us. Eight ways that God's Word changes us. Psalms 119, verse 7. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall learn thy righteous judgments. You know, it depends or it dispels fear of our situation. It is a declaration of God's working. You know, in the book of Psalms, chapter 9 and verse 11, so briefly, in the book of Psalms, chapter 9 and verse 11, God says here, in Psalms, chapter 9 and verse 11, notice, God says, sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doing. Music. It's a wonderful way to uplift us. I swear it. Not to brag on my wife, but I can always tell when she gets Joy and Roy's CDs out, she's fixing to do some work. Good gospel music does something to you. God tells us, back in Psalms 119 and verse 19, I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. We are to look at ourselves as a stranger. If you truly are saved and you want people to know it, you'll find out that sometimes all you've got is God's Word and God's people. He said, I am a stranger in the earth. The psalmist is saying, I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. How are you going to find out what God wants you to do? What God's commandments are? It's in the Word. You want to know what is right and what is wrong? I don't just say, hey, he's a this, I don't believe him. But you that are computer literate, we can get on the internet and we can find out what every 365 denominations teach and believe. Now, if you get online and you see what Independent Fundamental Bible Believing Baptists believe, and I claim to be a Bible believing Fundamental Baptist, then you ought to know what I believe. But we get to the Word of God and we look up and we find out what that article on the internet said, is that what the Bible teaches? See, you go back and you check with the Word of God. It is the Word of God that will tell you and tell me what I believe, is it correct or not? Did y'all see the post about the man who was a Muslim, believed Islam belief? He studied Islam. Then he studied the Bible. See, God's interpretation of the Bible. When we look at Psalms 119, you know, verse 11 that I just read, or Psalms 9:11, it is a direct declaration of God's workings. It is praise his evangelism. We don't have to worry about should we be out knocking on doors, or if we can't knock on doors, can we send out papers? Can we put a piece in the paper? Now there's right down Fifth Avenue, there are three, at least three different screens. One at the corner of the old bank, one at the corner as you turn on up there by Jen's on S Street. There's another one right at Church Street. You can rent those, put your messages on them. You want to go big time, there's the big ones out there. You know, there's so many ways that we can spread the Word of God, and God's Word will tell us how. But it's got to be according to thus saith the Lord. Psalms 119 and verse 19. I am a stranger in the earth. Let me tell you, church, the world does not accept me. He said, poor little you. Oh, I'm thankful. I'm thankful every day that the world does not accept me. Because if the world accept me, then I'm no different than the world. They didn't accept Jesus Christ. They didn't accept the Apostle Paul. They didn't accept Stephen. They never accepted anyone who stood firm on the Word of God. They were changed by the Word. It's the Word that changes us. In verse 45 of Psalms 119, I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. Think about that verse. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I can talk, walk, proclaim the Word of God as long as I'm doing it according to thus says the Lord, and I've got certainty that God will watch over me. I have no fear at all. But if I stray from the Word of God, I believe that God's Word is why I'm so adamant against any other version. Not because I'm not against the people. I'm against the fact that they do not view God's word as every word being inspired. Every word of this Bible is inspired. I'm against those who say that the King James is the original translation. It's not. It's not. It's a copy of the original. But I start with Tom. I'm telling something. Tom go to Linda, Linda go to Lindsay, Lindsay, till it comes to Steve. And it will be partial truth, but it won't be the same. It won't be the same. This Word of God, we need to understand, it's the closest things we have to the original language there is. There's a difference between inspiration and translation. This is a translation. It was transcribed from the original Hebrew and Greek. It removes religious rubbish from our lives. What does? This sure does. This sure does. You know, just to give you a prime example, you know what the big holiday coming up? You see little Easter eggs and the bunnies all over town. I believe in the resurrection. What's that got to do with a bunny rabbit? What's that got to do with Easter eggs? Nothing. And any time the world messes with the Word of God, it messes the Word of God up. But it goes even further. See, changed by the Word of God. The Word of God will change you. Christ wasn't crucified on Friday. And he didn't rise from the grave on Sunday morning. What do you think God thinks when he looks down here and he sees these people getting up real early on a morning and going up on a hillside when they don't even have the time right? Do you have all the answers, Brother Vance? I've got very few of them. But the Bible's got all of them. And the Word of God tells me that Friday to Sunday morning is not 3 days and three nights. And then these preachers who know a lot more than I do, what difference does it make? Was Jesus the Son of God or was he such a good prophet? What difference does it make? Difference between right and wrong. Amen. Amen. The difference between right and wrong. A truth makes us free. That's what truth does. Truth sets us free. Free from the law of sin and death. See, that's what God tells us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. Notice what he said here. Romans the 8th chapter. And the second verse, notice what God said. He said here, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death." He's made me free. I don't have to keep the law. I'm free from the law. Free from the law of ritual. Verse 50. Of Psalms 119. Notice what God said. He said in verse 50, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." You know, you really tell how spiritual someone is when you're around them when they die. When you're around them when they're sick. When you're around them when it seems like everything falls apart. That's where your faith comes in. It doesn't mean that in the flesh we're not hurt, we're not saddened. That's normal. But God does all things right. He does all things right. You know, it is good to hear somebody like when we're down at the cancer center and my wife's talking to somebody and she comes back up to the room or she comes to where I'm at and she says, you know, those people know that God sends good and God sends bad, but He's still God. He's still God. He's still God. It teaches us inward inspection. See, according to Psalms 119, verse 59, He said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. See, the key, you know, I preach or I state a lot, you're having problems, get your head on straight. Get your mind straight. Well, God said, the psalmist said here, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. When I really started thinking, what am I doing? Then he said, I turned to thy testimonies. I turned to what the word said about my situation. If there's anything you do without cause that causes uneasy feelings, am I trying to make God's way my way or my way His way? Get that? We want to make our ways God's way instead of making God's way our way. Verse 67 of Psalms 119. Just picking some scattered verses. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. I'm amazed that something almost tragic got to happen in our lives sometimes before we realize how important God is. See, it cuts off wrong desires at the point of thought. You know, in Second Corinthians, you know, God speaks. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5 knows what God says. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. God said here, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You won't act right till you think right. It's impossible. It's impossible to act right until we begin to think right. So that's what God was speaking here very clearly when He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I learned this from my former pastor. Me and Brother Bill visited a member, and the member had said some things that wasn't exactly correct. Brother Bill didn't get all upset and high and mighty. He just simply said, called the brother by his name and said, you can tell anybody anything I said. Don't tell people things that I didn't say. I think we'd all appreciate that. Apply that to how your pastor feels about the King James Version. Apply that to how you feel about doctrine. I'm going to stop to the best of my ability of saying Baptist doctrine because that's the only doctrine there is. according to verse 67, and we're about ready to quit here. Psalms 119 and verse, let's go to verse 89. God said, in the 89th verse, he said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And what that simple verse is, Brother Steve, we can change it, modify it. The word is settled. See, when I stand before God, the original word is going to be my judge. It's not what I believe. It's not what my pastor taught. It's not what somebody, unless it was, "Thus saith the Lord." It's not in the original word. It's not settled in heaven. There is not anything that is altered from the word of God in the book that God's going to open. He said it's settled. It is settled. Word of God. You know, the songwriter said that old account was settled long ago. Long ago. And as we close, verse 99 and 100, Psalms 119, verse 99, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." I'll apply that to, I always apply that when I'm talking opportunity to my Sunday school teachers. I don't care what book Brother Steve reads. I don't care how famous the preacher is, how long he's been preaching, how successful you think he's been. God said, Old David said, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." So I enjoy reading after A.W. Pink. I probably read every book the man's wrote. I love his writings, but he's not God. David said, "I have more understanding than all my teachers." Why? "For thy testimonies are my meditation." We meditate on "thus said the Lord" instead of "thus say A.W.P. Charles Stanley or any other famous speaker that we enjoy listening to. Then he went on to say in verse 100, "I understand more than the ancient because I keep thy precepts." Let me close with this. Abraham was a mighty godly man, wasn't he? But Abraham didn't have the New Testament. Moses didn't have the New Testament. See, when we read the Old Testament, we see what God said is going to happen. That's why that the study on the church covenant is so important. It's because our country's in the condition it's in, and I said that a few sermons ago, because they disregard the Constitution of the United States. They disregard the Bill of Rights. They disregard all the articles, all the things that this great country was founded upon. Guess what Christianity is doing today? They disregard the Old Testament. I know some churches that preach out nothing except the New Testament. The Old Testament doesn't apply to me. You ought to thank God for the paper that your president and my president signed with the leader of Israel. You know why? Because God said, that's my people. That's my nation. You want to get in trouble? Disregard Israel. Disregard the Jews. You say, that's your opinion. No, read the Old Testament. Read the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, you wouldn't have to worry about, is abortion wrong? Is murder wrong? Is homosexuality wrong? And then it shows us what happens when we disregard it. See, I think the title of this little short study, Changed by the Word of God. The old songwriter said, it's different now. It's different in my life since this has been my number one book.